Good morning, everyone. This is Jeffrey Meldon welcoming you to a live edition of Law Talk Live. We're here in the studios of WSKY and proud to be here. I'm here with my co-host, Carrie Meldon. How you doing, Carrie?
Good morning. I'm doing well, Dad. I'm just sitting here in the studio getting through one of those summer colds. So if I sound a little bit hoarse today, please forgive me, but we're going to do high energy as always, and we're looking forward to, you know, having a great show today.
Yeah, it's we're right in the middle of the dog days of summer right now. You heard them say nearing triple digit temperatures. It's hot as hell out there, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's not only hot, but it's humid, which is even worse. You can take the heat if it's dry, but when you get the humidity and the heat, then it's a whole different story.
However, we're only 4 weeks away from Gator football. That's a big deal, right?
I don't think it's a very big deal at all. I mean, what's Gators football? Who cares? I don't know why you're even bringing it up. It's like, what, you know.
Go Gators even? You know,
do the Gators have a football team?
Yeah. Carrie's trying to underplay the excitement that everybody has for the Billy Napier era, which is coming on. And we're going to be hearing more and more and more. Right now, I think a lot of it's been focused in on recruiting for the class of 2023. But very soon, we're going to be focusing in on opening day against
On a serious note, the Gators have a front-loaded home schedule, so there'll be a lot of home games in September and October, and the September schedule is actually really challenging. They got Utah, which really pushed Ohio State in the Rose Bowl last year, coming into Gainesville as the opener. They've got, Tennessee.
The second game, Kentucky beat our ass last year.
Yeah, so Kentucky is there. They had a 10-win season last year, so they're coming in with Mark Stoops. They're pretty hot with their, they got a good, I forgot, what's the name? Will Levis? They got a great quarterback. I think they got the best quarterback in the SEC right now. So they're coming in. And then we're also playing Tennessee with their transfer quarterback that ended the year very hot. So it's going to be really interesting to see how Coach Napier is able to pull the team together. I would suggest the fans having patience, because there is going to be some growing pains, just like Saban had when he first came to Alabama, when he lost seven or eight games his first year.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he had a tough first year. And so, you know, I'm sure this is not a sports talk radio show, but if I had to host one, I would tell the listeners, please have patience the first year, because it may be a rough one, and that anything above seven wins should be considered a really good result for Coach Napier's first season.
Yeah, the odds makers in Vegas have us at 7.5 for the over-under on wins. So if you think we're going to win 8 games this year, then bet on the Gators, because that's what the over-under is, 8 wins.
Yep. So that's great. We got that going on, and we've got a fun topic today. Have you ever been driving down the road and you see a motorcycle do what we call splitting lanes and drives right between the two lanes on a divided highway, and the motorcycle is just speeding through traffic right down the middle while you're stuck there and you're saying, what the heck's going on? If you've ever had that situation before, have you ever wondered what would happen if that motorcycle hit one of the cars, if one of the cars was changing lanes or for some reason or another, they open their door, whose fault would it be? And so, what's the formal question for today?
So the question today is, I was driving my car, and a motorcycle was lane splitting, and I hit the motorcycle. Am I automatically at fault?
And we discussed the answer prior to the radio show today, and the answer is, it depends. As like most answers are with lawyers, we do not have one concrete answer to give you with regards to this question. However, in the state of Florida, you do not have to have one concrete answer. And why is that?
Because we have the concept of comparative negligence. So the two different people, or actually three or four or five, can contribute to causing an accident. So in the case we're talking about, if the motorcycle was driving recklessly, however, the car was not paying attention to side view mirror, rear view mirror, that could be a case for comparative negligence where both vehicles, the car and the motorcycle, contributed to causing the crash.
And that's the answer to this week's question. So that's great. Once again, if you want to ask us any questions at our office, you can do so at 1-800-373-8000. That's 1-800-373-8000. That's the number. That's the only number, 1-800-373-8000. All other numbers are just imitators. So all you want to do is call 1-800-373-8000. And if you want to ask a question on the air today, we are live in studio. You can reach us at 1-877-975-9825. That's 1-877-975-9825. This is attorney Kerry Meldon with Meldon Law, and I'm here with my father and founder of the firm, Jeffrey Meldon. So we're both here in the studios, ready to answer any questions that you may have. Jeffrey, do you have anything else you want to bring up regarding that topic before we move on?
Well, in a related topic, I think I want to encourage everybody to read our book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance Now. You know, it's the start of the school year. There's going to be a lot more folks on the road, and most of them in the state of Florida do not have adequate insurance if they're at fault for a crash. So, Kerry, you deal with that all the time in the office where, you know, we have somebody who's severely injured in a crash. They don't have uninsured motorist coverage, and the other person doesn't have adequate coverage. So what do you do in that situation?
You know, there's really not much you can do. We had a case last week where a client had, there was only $30,000 in coverage, and the immediate bills at North Florida Regional were almost $100,000. So they're upside down by $70,000 before they even step foot into our office. We can help mitigate those liens and try to get them reduced, and we're often successful in avoiding the client having to shoulder any debt after the accident, which was not their fault. But the only answer to solve that question is by buying what we call underinsured or uninsured motorist coverage.
And it's easy. If you go to our website, you can download a PDF version of the book. It really short, actually in one page, it lays out what our recommendations are for buying insurance, not only uninsured motorist coverage, but also other kinds of coverage, such as medical payments coverage, which can be very important as far as paying your medical bills.
Correct. And you have and call your insurance agent. They work on commissions. They won't charge you. So I'd say call a non-captive agent that can shop around for the most coverage with the least amount of premium.
We're going to take a break on Law Talk Live, and we'll be back in 60 seconds. Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. However, since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been your community partner as well. With over 600 scholarships awarded through our Meldon Law Scholar Athlete Program, as well as our Veterans Making a Difference initiative, Meldon Law now has offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. MeldonLaw.com, where we won't back down. Welcome back to Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, and I'm here with my law partner and son, Kerry Meldon. Give us a call. We're at 877-975-9825. Anyhow, Kerry, starting September, 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now, we will be entering our 20th year live on the sky for Law Talk Live every Saturday morning at 10:30 for 20 straight years.
Incredible. Incredible. What a run. And we've changed up the format over the years as well. So we try to keep it interesting. One of the things I always want to do is hear from the audience. If you guys have any suggestions on what you want to hear from us, any advice you'd like for us to try to give, or just maybe bringing in some interesting guests, we're always open to new ideas. So You can reach us here at the studio at 1-877-975-9825, or you can reach us at the office at 1-352-373-8000.
Yeah, and whoever calls now, we're going to give a $25 gift certificate to Harry's Bar and Grill. Just give us a call with a question at 877-975-9825. We love hearing from our guests, and thank you very much for listening. Over 20 year or almost 20 years. We're ready to cross the finish line. It'll actually be the first football game, September 3rd, will be our 20th year anniversary show. So we're very excited. When we started it, we certainly didn't envision being able to be here for, you know, 20 years every single Saturday. Some of the time, some of you all might remember when I had my condo in Daytona, we used to do it remote. I'd call in and there'd be someone here from the office in the studio, and I got to do it remotely, watching the Atlantic Ocean from the balcony of my condo. That was pretty cool. Anyhow, we are very excited. So, Kerry, let's talk about some of the other things at Meldon Law. This was Meldon Law Cares Week. Why don't you share a little few thoughts on that and what it was?
So we have established core values within our law firm, which are applicable not only to ourselves, but also to our team members, meaning all the employees throughout the four locations at Meldon Law. And CARES is an acronym for five of the traits that and core values that we always strive to try to achieve within the office culture. C stands for compassion. A stands for accountability. R stands for reliability. E stands for excellence. And S stands for success driven. So those are our five core values that we want to make sure that we extend to our clients as well, in terms of we want to make sure every client feels like they're getting the best representation that they can. And we are not a big box firm. You know, you will get personal attention. If you want to meet with me or Jeffrey, you can request a meeting and we will meet with you in person. I don't know if there's many other TV lawyers out there that will do that, that will meet with their client in person. And honestly, if you're going to go to court and you're going to try the case, don't you want to meet with a lawyer that's actually trying your case? And don't you want that lawyer to have something to lose, meaning that their name is on the building and their reputation's at stake? You know, some of these law firms have tens of thousands of lawyers, and those people that work for those law firms could care less about the name on the building. They're just doing it for themselves. What we're doing it for is our community, our clients, and making sure that the reputation of Meldon Law is what it should be, which is, you know, the 1% of the 1%.
Yeah, and that's why we opened an office in Ocala a couple years ago, and last year we've opened an office in Lake City, because that's our core clientele. You know, Lake City, Gainesville, Ocala, y'all are our, you know, friends, our neighbors. And we've been practicing here in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City for 51 years, since 1971. And we really do try to instill in every team member the feeling of treat other people the way you would want to be treated if you were in a serious accident. I mean, Kerry, a lot of our clients, you know, they're innocent, completely innocent. They're at a red light. Somebody rear-ended them, smashed their car up. They had a car that was getting them from home to work fine. And now all of a sudden their car's demolished. They have to go try to figure out how to get a new car. They don't get enough money from the other person's insurance company to pay for that. They're hurting. They maybe can't go to work. So they're losing income. We may be able to help get some of that income back. However, you really have to be compassionate about people in that circumstance, because It's aggravating. Yeah, you didn't do anything wrong, and you're the one that's running around trying to get your car fixed. You're running around to doctors because you're hurting. Your finances are turned upside down. So it's not difficult to be compassionate when you know what the person's situation is. What we do try to do at Meldon Law is to treat everybody as though they're part of our family, and that we want their questions answered. We want their case to get a great result. And that's one of the acronyms that, or one of the reasons we put success driven. Success driven is not only for us, but for the client.
Right. So compassion extends towards each other as well as to our clients. Accountability, the same thing. We want to be accountable. I like having people physically in the office so I can see them face to face and make sure they understand that there's other people relying on each other, and that our clients are relying on us to be able to represent them in the best possible manner. So accountability also, I think, goes hand in hand with our third core value, which is reliability. You know, if your lawyer is not reliable, if they're not answering your phone calls, if their staff is not returning messages, then how can you trust that they're going to have your best interests at heart? And obviously, excellence, our fourth core value, is tied in with success-driven. You know, you can't be successful unless you're excellent. And you can't be excellent unless you're successful. And those are things that you want in your law firm. You want a lawyer that you can look at and say, I'm proud that person will be representing me in a courtroom. And so these things I feel strongly about. One of the things, people come up to me all the time. And they're like, what do you think about lawyer advertising? You're everywhere. You're always on the billboards. You're on the commercials. And my honest to truth answer is I hate lawyer advertising. It kills me. I hate it. I hate seeing people on the TV. I hate seeing people on the billboards. Jeffrey disagrees with me. I freaking hate it. I wish I could take a nuclear weapon and demolish every single attorney billboard in the United States. I would. I promise you, on my mother's life, I would destroy them all if I could. But because I feel like I'm a better lawyer than them in court. And I feel like my results speak for themselves. And I don't have as much money as some of these big box firms. So what am I supposed to do? It sucks because who's losing out? The potential clients are losing out. And it sucks for them too. So that really gets under my skin. However, I have learned that the best lawyers do not get the best clients. It's the best known lawyers get the best clients. So the fact is, we have to be on billboards. We have to be on advertising because you guys know those big names that are throwing all that money at TV20 and at your local Calistar Banner and the Gainesville Sun and Lake City. You know who these big firms are, that you'll never meet those individuals, and they're trying to onslaught you with commercials and try to erase your mind and brainwash you into thinking that they're the best. When in actuality, you'll probably never meet them, even if you requested it. And if you do, I think that's a fair question. You call the law firm and you say, I demand to speak to the person whose name's on the door. And if they don't want to speak with you, then I would say, why would you hire them? You know, I can promise you, if you demand to speak with me, I will get on the phone with you. You may not like what I have to say, but you're going to hear from me. And that's the one thing that I do believe is accessibility is very important in this day and age, and having the ability to have someone step in your shoes and represent you. And you can only be excellent. You can only be successful if you feel that way. So if you guys are tired of our radio commercials, of our billboards, of our TV commercials, I apologize, but we have to do it. Otherwise, we won't have a job. So that's why we do it.
Hey, we're going to a break after Carrie's rant. And when we come back on the other side of the commercial, we are going to hear from me as far as my response to Carrie's rant. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community. Our Veterans Making a Difference program honors the over 20,000 veterans in North Central Florida. We're here for our veterans, our community, and we'll be there when you need someone on your side after a serious accident. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. on Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law. Since 1971, I'm here with my law partner, Carrie Meldon. And Carrie, I heard your rant and I agree with it completely. I'll give you my perspective. So lawyer advertising was not legal until January 1st of 1979.
Right. And you had been practicing for almost 8 years by the time that lawyer advertising was even legalized. So you actually were able to be extremely successful based upon reputation and relationships.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you, there's always lawyer marketing. So when I was a young lawyer, I had lots of business cards printed up, and I went up and down University Avenue and any place else I could go and met people. I had already established community relationships, and I made sure that people knew who I was and knew how to get a hold of me. And from opening up a small office at 607 Northeast 1st Street, I had shared a two-room office with a great friend and lawyer, Michael Bryant, and we shared one legal assistant. And that was 1971, and within 3 years, I had another lawyer working with me, as well as three paralegals, and that was done with no advertising.
Yeah, I you were flying all over the country representing clients back then.
Yeah, we had, we built up a reputation in criminal defense, later personal injury. So I lived in the era with no advertising, and it was I was successful doing it without anything but a business card.
I think if there had never been any lawyer advertising passed by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1979, that you probably would have been retired 30 years ago, because your ability to create organic relationships far exceeds 99% of the lawyers out there. And that's how it used to be, was you met with people, you created referral relationships, you met face-to-face, you spent time with people, you listened to their stories, they listened to your story, you figured out whether or not you guys were compatible, both, with regards to intelligence and compassion, emotionally. You know, there was a lot more vetting face-to-face back in those days. Now it's just like you slap I got someone $5 million on a sign, and you think that that's good enough to get their business.
Yeah, well, the other thing that is very different, we always met with the client in the office before they would hire us. We spent time with them. They got to know us. Nowadays, people, call the office, and whether it's our firm or any other firm, they want to do it online.
I beg for people to come in the office. I want to meet people. When I was doing DUI defense down in South Florida in Fort Lauderdale and Miami and Palm Beach, nobody wanted to come into this beautiful office I had down there. And I'm begging them to come in to meet with me face to face so I can give them an hour free consultation. I already had their arrest report. I was going to discuss the pros and cons of their case. And there was no obligation. They could have walked away without paying me a dime, and they would have gotten an hour's worth of free advice. Instead, they just want to do this, on the phone. I don't want to deal with it. I'm going to hire you, get it over with. And I understand that it can be difficult to get to people's offices, especially in busy metropolitan areas. But, you only live your life once. If you're calling me, you're calling me because you're in big trouble. You're either injured or you're arrested. It's not because you're not calling me because it's fun time. You're calling me because your life has been turned upside down. So why not take the hour to come meet with me in person? I mean, it's ridiculous if you think about it in terms of rationality. But, we all know that humans don't always act on rational behavior.
And then this was pre-COVID, right?
Yeah, this was pre-COVID. I mean, now post-COVID, it's a completely different animal. And I think it sucks. I mean, I really do, because one of the things I really enjoyed about my job is meeting the people face to face. I feel like I have a reason to go in the office when I get to meet people and work for people that I know. It gives me a sense of satisfaction that I don't get. I still get it, but it's not as significant as it is when I know that person and I've met that person and I feel for that person.
Well, not only that, every time that we meet with somebody in person in the office, we learn more about the case. We learn about that person. The description in person and the back and forth is different than on the phone.
Sure, you get to know they, and then they get to know about us too. I mean, a lot of times I feel like the clients are vetting us to see if we're the right fit for them. It's got to be a fit both ways. I've had clients try to give me money before. I wouldn't take it because I knew that I could never make them happy, and so I said, "Well, we're going to go our separate ways." Even though it was lucrative financially, it wasn't going to be the right fit professionally. We got a couple minutes left, but you know, I will reiterate that we still do free in-office consultations with no obligations. And in PI, for example, just like every other lawyer, don't let any other lawyer think that it's they're different. It is free unless you win. So that's how every lawyer is. I know you may think some lawyers try to hold themselves as they're the only ones that get million-dollar cases, and it's free if you win. Well, I can tell you, fact, Meldon gets million-dollar cases, and it's free unless you win. And we give free in-office consultations. So those are the facts, y'all.
And you can meet with the named partner, Jeffrey Meldon or Kerry Meldon, if you want to talk about your case. So we are different. We're the community law firm. We're here for 51 years, and we love serving North Central Florida. So anytime you have a question, give us a call. We will get on the phone. We'll talk with you. It's 352-373-8000. And Kerry, it was fun, you know, kind of giving our perspective, because it is true that everything really comes back to being local, and that you want to be able to deal with somebody who's in the community, who gives back to the community. Why would you want to support somebody from outside the community?
Well, I agree with that. And, you know, we're lucky that we have such great community support and that we do so well here in Gainesville. I would like to represent every person. I want every case in Ocala, Lake City, Gainesville. I want them all. So it doesn't matter. Give me a call first. Kerry Meldon. We got Jeffrey here. Our number is 1-800-373-8000. And just remember, you know, at Meldon Law, we're for all y'all.
I love it. I love it. Hey, listen, we're coming back next week on Law Talk Live. Thank you very much for listening. See you later. And what do we say at the end of every show?
Go Gators!
From the Meldon Law Studios.
Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
This is News Talk 97.3 The Sky.